Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's happening? Wells, are you still around?
Oh crap. Who outed me?
I saw you in some 3 million pages of files. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
We just changed it to .mp4, and man.
I searched for all of the Wells, and I found it. I found all of them.
Oh, boy.
Is it my birthday?
So, gents, what's been going on since last record?
Well, it's funny how sometimes porch bomb season hits, and I got my final two Revolution drops this week, which have been, I haven't tried all of them yet, but Wells, that apple brandy ryeway,
an apple brandy barrel aged ryeway.
Ryeway to heaven.
It's good. I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I know. It's just enough apple. And like, I'm one of those that when it comes to like a bourbon barrel or just bourbon in general, sometimes you just get a lot of good apple notes. It's very complimentary to with apple. So it just really works well together. It's very well done. Big shock. Fantastic beer out of Revolution. But that one was super great. Had the barley wine aged in cognac barrels. That one was super great. It's been a rough week. Oh, and then Scott sent me some West Coast IPAs. So Josh, you and I will get to we'll get to enjoy those here in a couple of weeks. But
nice.
Yeah, we had had that collaboration between Georgetown and Frame. We had the Georgetown version, which was the Tau of Manny, because Manny's the brewer at. With Georgetown. Mm-hmm. But then Scott sent me a pack of the Tau of Josh, and Josh Freem is the guy behind Freem. So nice. Spoiler alert, is pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty nice.
So yeah, it's there's nothing more fun than getting a bunch of porch bombs early in the week, and it's like, can I just take the rest of the week off? I'm just going to take vacation and consume all of this.
Enjoy beer. Yeah. Wells, what about you, man?
Oh, work.
Hello, boys.
Cool. Job done.
Oh, so fun fact. I do end every single canning run with the Warcraft 2 "Job's done" noise.
Nice.
Every single canning run. That's not an exaggeration. Everyone.
That's amazing.
And you should. Like, I feel like that's one of those kids today don't appreciate "job's done."
Yep.
Or yeah, they don't. Even like the slightly more meme-y, "I require more Vespeen gas." Like, these are critical moments in time that should be remembered. Jason, I used to always joke because, before StarCraft, before Warcraft, Warcraft 2, Warcraft 3, World, Command & Conquer was the thing. And we would co-op that in college, and the one mission with the commander or whatever, it would walk around. Every time you'd click on him, he'd say something else, and it'd be like, "That was left-handed." I'm like, "Yep." So that became a running gag for a long time. I'm on it. That was left-handed.
Oh man, I miss StarCraft.
I was never
very good, but it was a lot of fun for me.
Is there a way for you to somehow pipe that into the PA system whenever the job's done? Because I feel like that would be the ultimate step you'd need to take.
Yes, agreed.
I mean, I'm not trying to get you fired. I promise. It's not really what I'm after there. But I feel like... I was watching this video yesterday of this guy had taken apart an electric BMW, I guess. And there is an exhaust system kind of thing on it that makes sound, and he was looking at it and figured out that it's just like a positive and negative terminal, like a red and a black, like you would for a speaker. And so he figured, let's try and hook it up to my stereo, and sure enough, you can just use, like, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, that'd be pretty stinking cool, to just be able to Bluetooth into your exhaust and play whatever you want to play. But also that would mean buying an electric car, and I'm not there. Alas. Josh, you done anything? I mean, Josh, did we lose you?
It was nice.
Josh is having mic issues. All right, that's fine.
Who's Mike?
I don't know. Mike. Hump day was 2 days ago, 3 days ago. while Josh isn't here, so Wills, you had texted some interesting information happening in my home state of Indiana.
Coming up. Oh yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, so Dark Lord Day has been announced. You know, it's that annual Dark Lord Imperial Stout release that Three Floyds does. We have a date and we have a headliner. Actually, we have a couple headliners, but we're going to get Josh to go this year as soon as he gets his.
We are.
Oh my God, his mic's back.
Yeah.
The date is May 16th. The venue is Three Floyds in Munster, Indiana. And Josh, who's one of the headliners?
In Municipal Waste.
Municipal Waste.
Favorite bands ever.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I get to see Midnight again, too, which I'm very excited about. I didn't even notice Midnight was on here. And Napalm Death, which all-time classic. All-time classic.
So does that mean...
But what about Wall Plate Switch? Are they still in it?
No,
because they're not
this year.
Oh, then I don't know. I'm
car seat headrest. Are they in it?
Yeah.
So yes, to officially announce, Josh is going to Dark Lord Day. Finally, it is happening. This is my year. This is my year, and I already have a built-in hall pass because the wife is doing a girls' weekend, and she said you can do whatever you want. And it was going to be go to Richmond and hang out with you until I saw this, and I'm like, nope, I'm going to Three Floyds. I'm going to Dark Lord Day instead.
Nice.
I mean, you've been talking about it now for 10 years.
Ever.
Yeah. Give or take.
Yeah, forever at this point. So, yeah, definitely more to come as dates approach and plans are made and everything else. But let's get into the news, boyos.
Oh, you're right.
Our favorite brewery ever that we just love so dearly, BrewDog, has been put up for sale.
Oh no, BrewDog! Say it ain't so.
No,
I feel like we've seen this coming, right? I mean, like this is not really a terrible surprise.
It's not. It's definitely not. And I mean, they have had so many issues with all kinds of different fucking things that at this point, that name has just got to be so tarnished that I almost wonder who's going to buy it.
And it's not to say that they have to sell. It's looking like BrewDog is going to be split up, or it's possible that they are split up because they've got so many locations. It's like 60 in the UK.
Yep.
I mean, they're a multinational conglomerate. Like, I don't think everything's going to stay under the BrewDog name. I think the pubs might go one way. The US business might go another. Production might go a different way. Like, who knows?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, to kind of let everybody know, they have not just one, but four actual breweries and facilities. They've got, as well as mentioned, stuff in the U.S. They've got stuff in Australia. They got stuff in Germany and as well as the U.K. So, I mean, for Christ's sake, they have a hotel in Ohio.
I remember that one. You could take a beer bath or something like that, right?
Yep. And... I mean, you know, it's no big shock that breweries are taking a hit. The economy's in fucking shambles right now. And with the rising cost of everything and all of this, and you, like, to that point of their spread so huge, something had to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've and let's not even look past all of the other BS that's been happening with BrewDog in general, whether it's the gold can they claimed was out there and wasn't really gold, you know, their sexual harassment suits. I mean, part of me wants, you know, per usual, you know, we feel bad for all the folks that are, you know, potentially impacted with their jobs by this, but BrewDog's been that brewery that has just been an annoying kid for way too damn long.
Yep. 100%. They are the kid that has been running around in resident culture, pulls all the games off of the board table thing that they have set up, and then the parents just walk away.
Oh, speaking from a very personal experience. Got it.
Yep. That's BrewDog to me. Which, this story kind of coincides with it, and I'm sorry, I thought I put the... No, I did. Okay. One thing that BrewDog has been famous for is that they had an investment strategy that wasn't stock, and I'm putting this in quotation marks. I know people can't see me. It was called Equity for Punks.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, those shares were about 20 or 30 bucks a share. But with this potential splitting up and...
20 to 30 pounds a share.
Yeah, 20, 30 pounds a share. With this potential splitting up and who knows what's going to happen, this equity is probably lost to these people that may have invested in it.
Oh, you know it.
You're saying these quote-unquote shares that BrewDog existed might not actually like get the shareholders' money in case of a buyout?
Right.
BrewDog wouldn't rug pull the people that gave them this equity, would they?
Not at all.
That kind of low-brow, shifty-looking. They're trustworthy folks, right?
Oh, totally, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, when they initially launched all of this, I feel like the three of us, you know, talked at length about this feeling super sketchy that they were effectively trying to do, I wouldn't even call it like a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter, but it kind of felt like a Kickstarter. You know, like it was, we're not going to go through the regular stock market. You're just going to get, you know, punk equity. And I'm like, and now we look at it, it's more like you got punked. You know, like this is just all really stupid and, you know, feels bad, man. Feels bad.
It does. I almost feel bad for the people that got
it's called. Buddy. It's called read the prospectus, though. And if you own these shares that don't entitle you to jack shit in the event of a buyout or them going public or something, like, surprise, surprise, you got screwed because you didn't read the fine print.
Right.
Well, and to that point, Wells, I think a lot of people did this investment because they thought BrewDog would go public and those things would potentially turn into shares.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it could. It might do this. But there was nothing in there that said this is what's going to happen. The only way that you could like even get rid of your shares is like some sort of trading days. You could buy or sell shares. And there wasn't one of those for the last 4 years. So you have 4 years to be like, you know what? I might be kind of fucked. And yeah, guess what? Here you are. You're fucked.
You're fucked.
The rest of us knew this.
God, I hate to say it, but a sucker is born every minute.
Well, yes and no. I agree with Wells 100%. You have to read the prospectus. You have to understand what you're getting yourselves into. I also feel like they rolled this out at the peak of craft brewing is this, you know, cottage industry that we all need to support and surround and all that kind of stuff. And me having equity in this company actually means something. And then COVID hit and things have changed in the overall landscape. And it just, there may have been good intentions early on, but those are long and far gone. And, you know, it sucks. People thought NFTs were going to be the next big thing. And
right,
you know, now you see these posts, it's like Justin Bieber bought this, you know, whatever at, you know, $2 million and now it's worth like 118 bucks, you know.
Yep. Yeah, the Logan Paul one, like he spent like almost $100,000 and it's worth like 50 cents now. Like
yeah.
That's why I hate to say it, but a sucker really is born every minute. Speaking of, if you ever want to sucker and give us money, patreon.com/craftbeercast, a great way to do that.
Yeah, the difference is you're not getting any equity in this company. Because there is no company because we have no profits. Here's your prospectus. We do not make money. We make barely enough from like the two people that offer like $1 a month, like to cover some of our costs.
Yep. The hosting costs, maybe, if we're lucky.
On a good day.
Yes. Yes.
I know. I mean, I had to get a job just so I could afford short fills.
Oh, God. That is so true. That is so true. All right. So any other thoughts on BrewDog? I guess my biggest question, to be honest, and I'm curious what you all think. Do you think an AB or a Miller Coors tries for this?
I feel like that time is long gone. They missed their window, and part of me kind of appreciates that. I could see a different multinational coming in, but
what about like a Tilray maybe?
Or a Heineken, and
I know we'll talk more about Tilray in a bit. I just don't feel like that fits Tilray's MO. If it's one of these other big multinationals that has, Asahi or whoever, I can't remember who's got that one. You know, the one that's got Stone and Anchor and all that. Like, I AB InBev, I feel like they got burned by buying too many craft breweries that didn't pay off. And part of me wonders if there isn't some sort of punitive, petty agreement within the industry to just watch BrewDog burn to the ground and laugh the whole time. Because they were much like a local brewery that we've talked about at length. BrewDog didn't exactly endear themselves with anybody.
That's true. That's very true. Wells, what do you think?
I'm sorry, my headphones cut out for a little while. I caught the last part of what Jeff said.
Okay. You can just fell asleep when I started talking. That's okay too.
So, do you think a Miller Coors, an AB InBev, somebody of that ilk would ever try to buy this?
If anybody, I could see Heineken doing it.
Okay.
But that's just it's more of like a European brewery, and Heineken owns a lot of pubs in the UK as well. Like I think that could be a way to go, but I don't see BrewDog being 100% at the end of this. Like, I don't think that what we know as BrewDog now is going to 100% last a sale.
Gotcha. Thanks a question. Wells, do you see BrewDog in your market?
No. Of course, I also don't really, like, I go out drinking at bars and things, but, like, I don't buy packaged beer or, like, I don't look at the beer store in the grocery aisle. Like, I don't really go beer shopping the same way I used to.
He doesn't look at the beer store in the grocery aisle.
Well, I don't go to a beer store. I don't go to the grocery store. Like, I don't do that shit, so.
And Jeff, to your point, like, I don't see it at my local bottle shop. I actually went to Harris Teeter today, more on that and what we've been drinking. I'm pretty sure, Jeff, you can guess why I went, but no BrewDog there. The last time I saw anything BrewDog was when I was at Total Wine, and that was years ago.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute since I've gone to Total Wine. But I can't help but wonder if that isn't maybe some of the case. Like, it's been forever since I've seen their stuff. But then again, I don't look for it. So, I'm still, I'll go to my grocery and I'll bypass the macro. I'll look at the craft. And there's that point where it becomes like crafty macro. And that's usually where I kind of stop paying attention. But I feel like I still would have noticed BrewDog. I just don't feel like they're out here that much. And that's okay. I don't think anybody's missed. There's always, a small handful of people that are like, oh, I really like whatever from whatever brewery. But yeah, I just don't see anybody wanting that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, all right. Bye.
Moving on. Wells, what's going on with Left Hand?
Left Hand. Feels like we have not talked about the Left Hand Brewery out of Longmont, Colorado in quite a while.
No, we haven't.
And that's kind of a shame. Like, they were, I couldn't, speaking of like beer bars and things, I feel like I couldn't go anywhere, even in North Carolina, for years without running into Left Hand Milk Stout on.
Yep.
It was either Guinness or Left Hand Milk Stout on the Nitro Pour. Like, that was as sure as death in taxes to me. And I guess I just don't see that anymore, especially with the resurgence of Guinness. But anyway, going back to Left Hand, they've been on an acquisition spree lately. And I can't remember if we talked about this first acquisition where they bought, I can't remember. But they just bought a brewery out of Colorado called Bootstrap Brewing. And I can't say that that's ringing a lot of bells. But it's more like Bootstrap seems to be like a Colorado-based outfit and does, I mean, like a lot of Colorado, but also some international shipping. So what I'm seeing, like, it's part of the Left Hand Collective. Of course, there's Left Hand Brewing, but Dry Dock Brewing is the other one that I don't, I guess that was their first acquisition late last year.
Yep. Which I've never heard of myself, so.
Yeah, I'd love to know, like, what the, like, if there was a way to get, like, an analog of what that would feel like, you know, here in Charlotte. Like, oh, yeah, no, it's absolutely, like, you know, this brewery that you absolutely love, and this one that was a little questionable, and whatever the case may be. Like, it'd be, I don't know, maybe I'm just wild, crazy, but I was just like, yeah, that could be, like, I'd love to know, you know, is this like a, you know, Noda absorbs Hopfly, or, you know, Legion, yada, yada, yada. But not really germane, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Any other thoughts? I mean, I guess back to your point, Wells, it is kind of crazy that you don't see Left Hand all that much anymore. Because, yeah, you're right. Like, I can't tell you how many bars I've been to, excuse me, that would have like a Left Hand, you know, logo somewhere, yeah. Right? Like a sticker or a little sign or something. And then, yeah, it was always Milk Stout. So it is kind of weird that, and I guess it makes sense, right? Market correction and.
Well, it's this, I think when craft beer was coming up and Guinness was seen as stodgy, and now thanks to TikTok, I guess people are like, Guinness is trending and people are trying to split the G and this, that, and the other. So
yeah,
like Guinness has got a second wind going, which, you know, is neat to see, but that's going to come at the, it's like all that work and effort that Left Hand took to get these nitro taps off of Guinness and onto a milk stout is just getting blown away because of TikTok. It's sad.
Well, I think we can all agree, as the old people in the room, that TikTok is the worst.
Yep. I don't have it and I don't need it.
I never will.
I think it's really funny when people send me a TikTok link and I'm like, I'm not going to click this. I can't open it if I did click it, and I'm just not even going to bother.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me with Josh every time he sends me an Instagram thing, and I'm like, no. Yeah, let me put my little hack so I can look at this in Discord without actually having to go to Instagram. Thanks.
No, I get it. I get it. And I don't try to send you a lot of stuff, which I had to send you the no lie thing.
Oh, no. I get it. I log into Instagram like once a year, and then I'm like, oh, look, I've got 5 missed messages from Wells. Oh, well.
Fair enough. Any other thoughts on news, or are we ready to get into what we've been drinking?
I've got no thoughts on news, and I definitely have thoughts on what I've been drinking.
All right. Well, Jeff, why don't you kick us off? What have you been drinking, my man?
Well, so sometimes the hard part of having porch bombs is that you need to start making space for things. So I'm like, you know, it's a Saturday. I'll just open up this can of Revolution Vanilla Death. It's
no big deal.
Like first world problems. I mean, look, it is so it's their Death Star oatmeal stout. Looking for the ABV on it because I threw the can in the trash. 2025, 13.5%.
Only?
Yeah.
Only. No big deal.
Yeah. Wow, it's a nice little diet beer.
Yeah. Hand split whole vanilla beans are met with decadent vanilla toasted French oak. I mean, you could do a lot worse in life. It's all real good. But yeah, now this one's it's easy drinking. It's scary easy drinking for 13.5%. But it's excellent.
Nice.
Would
buy again. Cool. Wells, how about you?
I have a beer from the Vale. Shock, surprise.
No!
It is a double dry hopped 8% hazy IPA. Shock and surprise. It is called Brick. It is mighty, mighty. It's another easy drink and very super sippable, enjoyable 8% hazy IPA. I really like the hops in this. It's not really challenging my palate with Galaxy and Mosaic. Oh, we actually stuck Nelson into this one. I really enjoy it, even though the canning run itself can kiss my ass. Goodbye. Josh, what are you drinking?
Sorry, really quick. I got super distracted, and I'm buying my flights today. They're like $186.
Yeah, you don't have to buy them today. That's just what they are.
Are they really?
Yep. That's what I got ours at. It was ridiculously cheap.
Okay. All right. Cool. That is fucking cheap. I am
pumped. And is that going to Chicago or from to? Okay.
Check O'Hare and then also check Midway.
Okay.
Sometimes Midway's a little cheaper because it's Southwest, but yeah.
I am drinking kind of a gimmicky beer. This is called Intergalactic Glove by Abomination Brewing. I know I say gimmicky because it is an IPA that has candied hearts, and it's red.
Gross.
Yeah. It's not bad, though. I bought it, honestly, way more for the can art than anything, and I have better beers for the next show.
I'll still be nursing this sucker in the second show.
Yeah, I would not buy this again.
Really?
Yeah.
A beer made with candy hearts.
Yeah.
One and done.
I thought it'd be fun and cute, but no, it's not. Yeah. It tastes like a candy-hearted IPA, which is kind of gross.
Gross.
Yeah. Okay, so it tastes it's supposed to say, and you're mad about that.
I'm just...
Yeah, he is. But yes. Let's also be real. Like, if you're buying a beer because it tastes like candy hearts, like, who... Does anybody buy candy... Okay, I'm sure there's like three people.
Dozens of us. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like the market segment for I enjoy eating candy hearts versus I just need them because nostalgia. It's probably the same people that eat Twizzlers and say Twizzlers taste good. They don't.
them's fighting words, my friend.
Sure. I mean, look, do you also eat crayons? Because that's pretty much what you're getting.
But
it's disgusting. Yeah,
Twizzlers. Oh, God, I love Twizzlers.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Twizzlers for me is one of those, like, it is the biggest letdown for the most buildup of any candy out there. Prove me wrong.
Once I figured out that you could turn Twizzlers into straws and I could go to a movie at, like, the age of 13 and drink, like, a Diet Coke through my Twizzlers straw.
Boom.
I know. Like, oh, man, I'm never spending my own money. But I guess.
What I learned on Lazy Sunday is that Mr. Pibb and Red Vines are crazy delicious. I still don't believe it.
So I was going to ask, like, are you just anti-licorice in general?
Yes. Licorice is the devil's candy. It is the worst. Like, get it away from me. Never, ever, ever.
Because, like, sour apple Twizzler? Oh, my God. That is next level good. But I get it. If you don't like it, I understand.
It's gross.
Yeah, Wells and I are team licorice all the way, apparently. Anyways, we're at the end of the show. Where are we at on the interwebs, Jeff?
Come check us out, craftbeercast.com. Find links to all the episodes. We got a Patreon link if you want to support us again. Appreciate all those of you that do. Helps every little bit. Otherwise, you can reach out to us over email, contact@craftbeercast.com. Wells, can they find you anywhere?
They can find me on Instagram @allthewells, all one word. And yeah, that's where I am. Josh, where are you?
Besides right here, you can rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody. Don't forget about our subreddit, /r/craftbeercast. We'll give you some updates or delete your post if you're a spammer. Either way.
Yeah, we will do that.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, the first one popped in, and I'm like, man, this feels like an AI bot kind of thing, but why would we have one of those? And then we got another one, and I'm like, okay. And then I started looking at their previous post history, and I'm like, yeah, you're posting basically the same quote-unquote story with, you know, like, get out of here. You're either karma farming or you're a bot. Get out.
Yep, get out. Get out. But yeah, like I said, /r/craftbeercast, throw news stories in there, anything else you want. And other than that, we will talk to you all next Thursday.